And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
9 executive members of the International Lutheran Council, the ILC, and the Lutheran World Foundation, the LWF, met together in Wittenberg, Germany from November the 12th to the 13th to discuss issues of common interest. A particular concern was the recent disaster in the Philippines. Each organization noted that it is encouraging its member churches to support relief efforts and pray for those affected by the typhoon. Representatives also took time to celebrate the reunification of the Lutheran Church of the Philippines. The church had previously suffered 24 years of divisions, but took a historic vote to reconcile in 2012. The LWF and the ILC committed to continue to encourage and to pray for the Lutheran Church of the Philippines as it continues to strengthen and grow in its unity. The ILC and LWF also discuss their relationship with one another, noting that 11 churches hold dual membership in the two organizations. Both the LWF and the ILC encourage these churches to see themselves as a bridge of understanding between these organizations, notes the official communique of the meeting. Recognizing some of the differences that exist between the ILC and the LWF, representatives at the meeting also engaged in theological discussions regarding their respective positions and agreed that future theological discussion could be beneficial. Other business included discussion of both the Wittenberg Project and the 500th anniversary commemorations of the Reformation in 2017. The ILC and LWF first committed to regular meetings together as part of a Memorandum of Understanding signed in 2005. The next ILC-LWF meeting will be hosted by the LWF in Geneva, Switzerland in January 2015. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of England has had a special offering in all congregations on Sunday to assist the relief effort in the Philippines. The Overseas Missions Board have pledged to add £1,000 to whatever amount is raised with this special offering. The President of the Philippines Lutheran Church, James Cerdanola, is currently visiting in the United Kingdom, and an interview with him will be broadcast very soon on Lutheran Radio UK. Pastor Cerdanola told LRUK that 3 churches were hit, with 1 being totally destroyed and 2 parsonages were damaged. 285 homes of Lutheran members were also damaged, although no members lost their lives. An active Lutheran response team known as Alert has been set up and is currently assessing what needs to be done. Congratulations to Westfield House and to Dr. Cindy Lumley after being awarded Affiliate Centre status by the University of London. This is the highest kind of recognition that the University of London can give. Westfield House is the theological training college of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Chul Hwa Kim has been elected as the president of the Lutheran Church of Korea, and the International Lutheran Council sent him a letter of congratulations in his appointment. The Lutheran Church in Korea, the LCK, reports a baptized membership of 6,000 people in 50 congregations and has a national staff of 80 pastors, vicars and staff workers. The church operates Luther Theological, which includes a seminary, through one of their graduate programs, with an enrollment of approximately 600 students. In recent years, the LCK expanded the programs offered through Luther University. It is now fully accredited and offers degrees in 7 departments. Currently, the LCK is focusing on starting new congregations and gaining membership. The Korea Lutheran Hour continues to broadcast weekly over 6 stations. The number of those enrolled in correspondence courses now exceeds 750,000 people. The discovery of a previously unknown wooden structure at the Buddha's birthplace suggests the sage might have lived in the 6th century BC, 2 centuries earlier than thought, archaeologists said this week. Traces of what appears to have been an ancient timber shrine was found under a brick temple that is itself within Buddhism's sacred Maya Devi temple at Lumbini in southern Nepal near the Indian border. In design, it resembles the Asokan temple erected on top of it. Significantly, however, it features an open area, unprotected from the elements, from which it seems a tree once grew, possibly the tree where the Buddha was born. This sheds light on a very, very long debate over when the Buddha was born, and in turn, when the faith that grew out of his teachings took root, said archaeologist Robert Conningham in a conference call. It's widely accepted that the Buddha was born beneath a hardwood sal tree at Lumbini, as his mother, Queen Maya Devi, the wife of a clan chief, was travelling to her father's kingdom to give birth. But much of what is known about his life and time has its origins in oral tradition, with little scientific evidence to sort out fact from myth. Many scholars contend that the Buddha, who renounced material wealth to embrace and preach a life of enlightenment, lived and taught in the 4th century BC, dying at around the age of 80. What our work has demonstrated is that we have this shrine at the Buddha's birthplace established in the 6th century BC that supports the hypothesis that the Buddha might have lived and taught in an earlier era, Conyngham said. Radiocarbon techniques were used to date fragments of charcoal and grains of sand found at the site. Geoarchaeological research, meanwhile, confirmed the existence of tree roots within the temple's central open area. Conyngham co-directed an international team of archaeologists at Lumbini that was funded in part by the Washington-based National Geographic Society, which plans to telecast the documentary Buried Secrets of the Buddha worldwide in February. The team's peer-reviewed findings appear in the December issue of the journal Antiquity, ahead of the 17th Congress of the International Association of Buddhist Studies in Vienna in August next year. Lumbini, overgrown by jungle before its rediscovery in 1896, is today a UNESCO World Heritage Site visited by millions of pilgrims every year. Worldwide Buddhism counts 500 million followers. In its statement, UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova called for more archaeological research, intensified conservation work, and strengthened site management of Lumbini as it attracts growing numbers of visitors. UNESCO and the Nepalese government has invited Conyngham, Britain's leading South Asian archaeologist, to join Nepal's former Director General Kosh Prasad Acharya to steer the Lumbini effort. Since it's a working temple, the archaeologists have found themselves digging in the midst of meditating monks, nuns and pilgrims. It's not unusual in history for adherents of one faith to have built a place of worship atop the ruins of a venue connected from another religion. But what makes Lumbini special, Conyngham said, is how the design of the wooden shrine resembles that of multiple structures built over it. Equally significant is what the archaeologists did not find: signs of any dramatic change in which the site had been used over the ages. This is one of those rare occasions when belief, tradition, archaeology and science actually come together, he said. More than half of all complaints of abuse received by the Catholic Church in Scotland over a six-year period were sex-related, according to a report. The church has published the results of its diocesan safeguarding audits from 2006 to 12, giving a breakdown of incidents reported during that time. A total of 46 allegations were reported, of which 55% related to sexual abuse, 19% to physical abuse, 11% were allegations of verbal abuse, and 15% were in connection with emotional abuse. Of those accused, 56% were priests, 22% were volunteers, 11% were parishioners, and the remainder were staff or other people connected to the church. There have been no prosecution in relation to 61% of all cases reported, the church said. A further 15% resulted in prosecution, 10% are still under investigation, and the remaining 14% are described as unknown historical cases. More than a quarter of all the accused reported, 27%, are now dead, according to the audit report prepared for the Scottish Catholic Safeguarding Service. The church also announced a further audit of all cases of historic abuse allegations between 1947 and 2005, and a full review of its safeguarding procedures. The free initiatives, it says, were launched in a spirit of openness and transparency. Members of the Catholic community were told about the plans at Mass yesterday, and a formal announcement was made by the Bishops' Conference of Scotland. Bishops of the 8 Scottish dioceses make up the Bishops' Conference, which represents the Catholic Church in Scotland. The audit report reveals that the ministry of almost a quarter, 24% of those accused have been restricted. A further 12% have been removed from their post, while 11% left voluntarily. 8% were dismissed, 3% were in prison, and another 3% have been acquitted. The outcome of the remaining 11% of cases was unknown. A battle will be waged at the High Court this week over where the remains of King Richard III should be reburied. Relatives of the monarch have brought the action in what has been described as the Legal Wars of the Roses Part 2. Richard's remains were discovered buried under a council car park in Leicester last year, and the plan is for them to be reinterred at the city's cathedral. but the relatives have formed the Plantagenet Alliance Limited to fight for the remains to be buried at York Minster, claiming it was the King's wish. A High Court judge previously gave the Alliance permission to bring judicial review proceedings against the Justice Secretary and the University of Leicester. The legal challenge concerns the Justice Secretary's failure to consult before giving archaeologists from the University of Leicester license to excavate and to decide where the bones should be reburied. Richard was killed at the Battle of Bosworth in 1485, ending the Wars of the Roses and the Plantagenet dynasty, and his body was taken to Leicester by supporters of the victorious Henry VII and buried in Greyfriars Church. His remains were found under the car park owned by Leicester City Council on the former site of the church. Under the terms of the license to dig up the remains granted by the Justice Secretary, the University has decided that Richard should be reinterred at Leicester Cathedral. The Alliance argues the Minister failed to comply with a duty in law to consult relevant interests, including the King's descendants, as to how and to where his remains should be reburied. A Yemeni wedding ended in disaster after a guest firing celebratory shots in the air with his AK-47 accidentally killed two men while they were dancing to pop hit Gangnam Style, according to a police source and a video posted online. The police source said the guest at the wedding in the southern city of Taiz lost control of his rifle, leading to the deaths. Two other people were being treated in hospital. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.